minutes about my background, because I'm actually going to share how I got saved in our meeting today, but I'll just share very briefly. I didn't get saved until I was 33 years old, so I wasn't a baby when I came into the kingdom. And God, from the moment I got saved, I felt this amazing burden for the lost from the very first night I got saved. And little by little, I realized that the Lord was calling me to evangelism. And so I spent 20 years as a street evangelist, and I trained thousands of people. We went around Australia with our one-to-one evangelism training. And I used to lead teams here in the middle of Perth, and we used to distribute at least 100,000 tracts a year. And that was my ministry. But one day I was in my prayer time, and the Lord said to me, I want you to start to pray for a healing ministry. And I was quite taken back by that, because I was very content in working as a street evangelist. I actually loved it. And so I started to pray. And one morning in my prayer time, I said, Lord, why are you calling me to the healing ministry? I never had any idea whatsoever that that was the direction I would end up going. And the Lord showed me in a vision, the only vision I've had in my walk, that how desperate people are when they are sick. And I was moaning and groaning as the Lord showed me how desperate people are. And God wants them whole. God wants them completely restored. That's the heartbeat of Jesus. So that's how I came into the healing ministry. And we first started doing street evangelism, but we started in Subiaco once a month. And then after a period of time, we stopped that and we started going around Western Australia. We actually go all around Western Australia, into the country areas, into the city areas. We distribute 3,000 flyers into mailboxes in the area that we're working in, and we put an ad in the local paper, and people come in. People come in that are not saved, people come in that are sick. And God, in His great mercy and compassion, it's been an amazing journey, probably the last 10 years now, to see how God miraculously has healed people. And we've had such a privileged time in this ministry. So that's just a brief outline of where I've come from. But praise God. God's greatest desire is that you have life, and life abundantly. I believe that with my entire heart. And Father, I pray, Lord God, this morning that my words not be my words, but your words, Lord. That you anoint me by your Spirit, Lord God. Father, I pray that you open the hearts and the spirit of your people here today, that they will receive your words. When you get the heartbeat of Jesus, you understand he has an amazing heartbeat for you. He loves you. He created you. You are made in his image. Every single person here today is made in the image of God. And he paid the most amazing price at Calvary for you. He wants you to have life and life abundantly. John 10:10. He came to give us life and life abundantly. And that means divine healing. He wants to meet every need in your life. Physical, emotional, financial. That's our God. And he's an amazing God. I hope today you can come into that new revelation of who our God is. He's a God of mercy and compassion, a great God of mercy and compassion. When you actually study the Gospels, you find that Jesus was always moved by mercy and compassion. That's our God. And what happens, I think, we forget that God is there to open his arms for you. With life, the things that happen in life, we get a bit distracted from who God is. But I hope this morning I can bring you back into that place of having a deeper understanding of who our amazing God is. So I'm just going to get out my notes. I've prepared some notes for you. And as I was coming, I felt to read. We give out a newsletter when we have our meetings, and this is what I actually have placed on that newsletter. You were chosen by God before the creation of the world. Before God said, let there be light, he had chosen you to be in him. Isn't that amazing? It was for his pleasure and because he loved us so much that he adopted us as sons. It's for his pleasure. You are a priest of God and a stranger in the world just passing through. You are marked with a seal by the Holy Spirit. Every single one of you is marked with a seal by the Holy Spirit. Christ showed the full extent of his love by dying for you. Calvary is a finished work. You are a joint heir with Christ. Christ's will is that you prosper and be in health. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. That's our God. You are made in his image. You know, the word of God says that he knows every hair on your head. He's actually numbered them. Isn't that amazing? He doesn't just know them, he's actually numbered them. So he's numbered every hair on your head. And that's how precious you are to Jesus. So my message today is Jesus, our miracle-working God. You know, God has always provided healing for his people. All through the Old Testament, when they came out of Egypt, over 2 million people, there was not one feeble amongst them. And in the New Testament, if you actually study the New Testament, all the Gospels, it's all about healing. Jesus spent his entire ministry healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers. And it actually says in chapter 21 of John, it said that only some of the miracles were recorded for us. If all the miracles and all the things that Jesus did were recorded, it actually says there would not be enough books to contain them. Isn't that amazing? So he did so much more than what we know through the Gospels. So Jesus is our miracle-working God. And it says in Psalm 86:15, God is full of mercy and compassion for you today. Today. It says in Jeremiah 32:27, nothing is too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. Is there? No, he opened the Red Sea. Walls came tumbling down in Jericho. Walls had never been come tumbling down before like that. And Smith Wigglesworth, who was an amazing evangelist in the 1800s and early 1900s, he said to this man he was staying with, he was actually an elder of the Anglican Church, and the man didn't have any legs. And Smith Wigglesworth actually said to him, I want you to go to the shoe shop and ask for a pair of shoes. Well, the man only had artificial limbs. He had two stumps and artificial limbs. But he knew that Smith Wigglesworth was an anointed man of God. So the next morning, couldn't sleep that night. The next morning he went down to the shoe shop and he asked for a pair of shoes. And the gentleman realized that he had artificial limbs. And he said, I'm sorry, sir, we can't help you. He said, no, I'd like a pair of shoes. He said, a black pair of shoes, size 8, whatever he asked for. And when the man bought those shoes, he took off his artificial limbs and he put the stump into one shoe and a whole leg grew. And he put his stump into the other shoe and another leg grew. You can read all about it in Smith Wigglesworth's book, The Standard. So there's nothing impossible for God. He can create arms and legs. You know, we've got so far away from believing for the bigger things in God. And I'm preaching to myself here. We need to come back and believing for those bigger things in the Lord. So he's an amazing God, and he can do anything. So Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly. He wants your faith to rise here today. God wants to meet every single need in your life. I believe that with my whole heart. He paid a huge price at Calvary. And I love those words, it is finished. In John 19, when Jesus died, or just before he died at Calvary, he said, it is finished. It's completed. He purchased for us not only our salvation, he purchased for us divine healing. You know, Smith Wigglesworth went through life, and when it was time for him to go into eternal life, he was actually at a funeral, and he just was in a conversation, said a few words, and then he was gone. No sickness. He was in perfect health. But it was time for God to take his breath and take him into eternal life. So God wants you well. I believe that with all of my heart. He wants you well. He wants people saved and delivered. So praise God. So he paid a huge price at Calvary for your healing. It's a finished work. And that is what the full gospel is. That's the full gospel. Jesus came to save and Jesus came to heal. Well, I was a desperate woman when I was 33. I was diagnosed with a heart condition where the doctors in St. Vincent's in Sydney told me I'd have to live on drugs for the rest of my life and my condition would only get worse as I got older. I used to have these palpitation attacks where my heart would go to 200 beats a minute. That happened about 3 times a week, and I would have to lie down to try and get my heart back to a normal place. And I can tell you I was desperate, absolutely desperate. I had 3 small children. My son Andrew was only 18 months old. And I had 3 small children. I didn't want to die. The fear of death plagued me. I don't know if you've had fear that plagues you, but the fear of death plagued me. I was so terrified when I went to bed that I wouldn't wake up the next day because the fear was so overwhelming. And I want people to know that, because you know out there this morning, there's people that are in desperate situations. They're drug addicts, they're alcoholics, they're depressed, whatever. And that's why my greatest desire is to bring people to the Lord, that they may know Jesus as I know Jesus. But anyway, I had this terrible condition and I was desperate and my household changed. My husband used to have to come home in the evening and cook the evening meal, and I used to have a house cleaner, and all of a sudden our lives became hopeless, just hopeless. But I thank God he had a faithful servant. I thank God, oh, how beautiful are the feet that bring the good news. My parents asked me to come and recuperate in their house in northern New South Wales. And there is an old man across the road. And he knew that there was a sick woman in the house. So he chose to come and share what I call the undiluted gospel. He shared that Jesus loved me and Jesus wanted to heal me. Those words were like neon signs in my mind. Jesus wants to heal you. He told me to go and buy a book when I got back to Canberra, and the book was called Canon Glennon, Healing is Within You by Canon Glennon. That was the first time I'd been into a Christian bookshop, but that man continued to pray for me. He was an old man. And one day I did something I'd never done in my life before. I took the local paper and I looked up the church notices. And there was a woman preaching on the other side of Canberra, long way from where I lived. But I was desperate. And I got into my car and I drove myself across the city to a service that completely changed my life. In a moment of time, your life can be changed. I was not only saved that night, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. God knew I was desperate. And God gave me not only salvation that night, he gave me the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I wasn't miraculously healed. And you know, when I look back now, it was a good thing. I was healed gradually. And as I started to understand the Word of God is living, active, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it penetrates. And it was the Word of God that changed me. And I would say to the Lord, I claim 1 Peter 2:24, and I must have used it millions of times. 1 Peter 2:24, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I was healed. It is written, 1 Peter 2:24, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I was healed. And little by little by little, my symptoms got better. And then one day I decided, well, am I going to keep taking these drugs? And I knew there was no point in going back to the cardiologist because, you know, it's a very powerful thing when your mind's been renewed on the Word of God. But sometimes their mind hasn't been renewed on the Word of God. And they didn't understand that I could receive a miracle. And so I chose to take myself off drugs after a period of time. And I don't take any cardiac drugs today. And God has kept me whole. Praise God. But I know what it's like to be in that place. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be without Jesus. Because I had 33 years without Jesus. And not a moment goes in my past in my life that I don't thank God for my salvation. I say to the Lord, I'm so privileged to know you. And we are so privileged to know God. We can turn to him moment by moment. He is our defender. He is our protector. He is our everything. And we are very privileged. And that's why my heartbeat is to get the gospel out to the lost and the perishing. And that's why we're always out amongst the lost and the perishing, that they may know Jesus as I know Jesus. It's very important to me. I want to go into heaven. And God says to me, you good and faithful servant. You know, that's the greatest reward, is the day we stand in front of the Lord and he says, you good and faithful servant. But God has a plan for each and every one of us. Your plan could be quite different to what God's called me to. Everyone has a special plan. So praise God. So, Jesus is our Savior and Jesus is our healer. Faith grows. We need to meditate on the Word. We need to feed on the Word. We need to dig deeply into the Word. Because faith grows. Faith grows through taking the Word of God within you. Proverbs 4:22 says, the Word is life unto those who receive it. The Word is life unto those who receive it. You change as you take in the Word of God. This is a book of life. And we need to take God's promises and believe in them and receive them and stand on them. He's faithful to his Word. He has hundreds of promises for you and I in the Word. And we're going to stand on one very powerful one today in James 5:14. I shall anoint you in oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall raise you up. And if you are sick, you shall be delivered. That is a promise of God. And we're going to stand on that today. But God also heals people while they're sitting in my midst. God can heal you right where you are right now. Amen. We've had people come up to us and say, oh, I got this anointing when I was sitting there and I feel better. So God can heal you right there, right now. So praise God. Our faith grows as we take the Word of God. We meditate on the Word of God. And Jesus showed his willingness to heal wherever he went. Wherever the Lord went, he healed. He showed his willingness. You know, it says in Hebrews 13:8, it says he has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today and forever. He's willing. God's willing today. He's willing. He hasn't changed. He's still the miracle working God. that longs to see you prospering in health. He loves you. He created you. You're made in his image. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need to be a God seeker. It's such a wonderful thing to know the Lord, to have our minds focused on the Lord. You know, our citizenship is in heaven. That's where our citizenship is. And as the world gets darker around us, we need to focus more on where our citizenship is, moment by moment. You know, once the Lord spoke to me and he said, concentrate on me moment by moment. And if you concentrate on God moment by moment, you won't get caught up in the things of the world and the things of the flesh and the things that might bring you down. So if we concentrate on the Lord and concentrate on his word, it's a wonderful place to be. Now, Jesus, when he was out, there was a woman that came to him with an issue of blood. And she said to herself, if I just touch the edge of his garment, I will be healed. That was where her faith was at. If I just touch the edge of his garment, I will be healed. And he turned around. He felt the power go out of him. And he didn't know who had touched him. But he said to her, woman, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Not God's faith, her faith. But I think there was an amazing thing that happened just after that. Because there are multitudes coming after Jesus. That means thousands coming after Jesus. And there was a man just at that same time. And he was a synagogue ruler. And he had a daughter who was sick. And Jesus gave him three words. He said, only believe. I'm missing one. But he said, only, do not doubt, only believe. Only believe. So if we come in childlike faith, trusting in God's promises today, I'm here expecting. I hope you're expecting. I'm expecting God to move powerfully here today. I'm expecting miracles here today. I'm expecting deliverance here today. And I want you to come believing with me. We're believing together. Jesus says, do not doubt, only believe. You know, Jesus spent his entire ministry healing, and I just want to read one scripture for you right now. Praise God. Praise God. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. What did he do? He healed them. They all came, multitudes coming to him, and he healed them all. You know, the word of God is so powerful. John G. Lake, he was an amazing evangelist in the early 1900s. I think it was 1910. And there was a huge plague over in Africa, and a quarter of the population had died. And he decided they couldn't get any nurses. So he decided to take a team of Christians over there to help them. He was an American, into Africa. And not one of them got sick. Not one of them got sick. And they were amazed that none of these people got sick. And they decided that they wanted to take some tests. So they took some tests and put some of the bacteria on John G. Lake's hand. And under the microscope, it instantly died because he kept his life and his spirit in contact with the Lord. When we keep so close to the Lord, it was just amazing how that happened. And so they ministered there amongst the sick. So what else do I have for you today? Just see here. God is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. God is able today to do more than we ask or imagine. Do you believe that? Praise God, because He is. We've seen so many people come to us. It's been amazing just to see them sometimes. So excited after they've received healing. But God, that's easy for God. Really, that's easy for God to do more than we hope or imagine. He's an amazing God. So I'll just see if I've got anything else I want to share here. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We need to be careful to keep our thinking in line with the promises of God, not allowing doubt and unbelief to come into our thinking. To be childlike in faith. When we ask for healing, we just come like a child in faith that our daddy, our Abba daddy, is there for us that very moment. Jesus endured the cross because of the joy set before him. I love that scripture. Hebrews 12:2. That's why he endured the cross, because he knew that today you here would be here, and he wants to see you prospering and in health. The Word of God says when two or more are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. He's here with us today. He wants to meet every need in your life, physical, financial, emotional. Remember, someone needed a financial blessing. It was the fishermen, and they didn't have enough money because they weren't catching any fish. And Jesus directed them where to find those fish, and they had more fish than they could cope with, and the boats were sinking. You see, God's interested in every area of your life. He's your miracle-working God. So I'm going to finish on three scriptures. And God says, no good thing will I withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11. No good thing, it's got to include healing, will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm 35:27. He takes pleasure when you're prospering. And the last one, who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. That's Psalm 103:2. You know what the Lord says there? He heals all of your diseases. Do you believe it? Are you going to trust in his word today? Now, I'm just going to ask you before we start to pray, if you just bow your heads. And I'm going to ask you, is there anyone here today you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life? You've never asked Jesus into your heart. It's the most important decision you'll ever make in your entire life. There is nothing more important. Do you know that if you died tonight, that you're going to heaven? If you don't, I'm going to ask you to ask Jesus into your heart this morning. I'm just going to ask, is there anybody here today you need to get your life right with Jesus? You just put your hand up, I'll see your hand, and we can pray with you. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Is there anyone here today you need to receive God into your heart? Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Holy is your name, Father. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Praise God. Holy is your name. Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to pray for you. Whatever your need is, we'll be anointing you in oil and praying for you that you receive your healing, your miracle, whatever it is you need today. So I'm going to ask the musicians to just come and pray softly in the background. And anybody that needs healing, I'm going to ask you to come forward. And we're going to pray for you today in the name of the Lord.